crouton?
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, morena, Amelia Discreet.
Hello.
How are ya?
I'm all right.
That is good to hear.
Yeah.
What are we talking about on Word Salad today?
Hold your horses, Rachel. I know that we've had a week off and now we're back in the saddle. But I feel like you're maybe being a little cavalier.
Oh my God.
You're maybe looking a gift horse in the mouth. And you're expecting one thing when really it's a horse of a different color.
Oh.
Really it's a dark horse this week.
I'm
Have
just
you
getting,
guessed what it is?
I'm getting an equine vibe from this.
Yeah,
okay?
I feel like trying to keep it a secret now is maybe like trying to shut the stable door after the horse has bolted.
Ah!
Maybe I've ridden roughshod over this whole thing. Am I just beating a dead horse at this point?
I'd like to think you practiced that one, but I feel like you off-the-cuffed it.
I didn't really. I had the first couple, and then I kind of just like...
That was impressive then. Well done.
Yeah, just a little bit of horseplay to start off this week's word salad.
Which is about horse words? Or?
Yeah, kind of. So, friend of the show, Chris Cudby.
Hello, Chris.
Asked me a specific words question, and I found out that it related to horses. So that's mainly what we're going to be talking about.
Okay.
And I was like, I bet there's loads of cool horse sayings. But I looked into it, and they're mostly just pretty straightforward.
Right.
Like, the ones we just said are all pretty. I think once you know about horse teeth, you're pretty good to go with horse sayings.
Okay.
You know?
Yep, I do. So what word did Chris want the meaning of?
Hackneyed. So today we're talking about hackneyed.
Hackneyed.
So Chris wanted to know, does hackneyed, which means, you know, like trite or like overused.
Could you use it in a sentence for us?
I enjoyed the mystery of the novel, but I thought the writing style was a bit hackneyed.
Got you. Okay, I'm following.
Of course the butler did, you know. And Chris wanted to know, does that come from Hackney? And you know what? It does.
Hackney, the place in London.
Yes. So, if we do a little time travel back to the 14th century.
Yeah, these are the time travel noise. We need a TARDIS sound.
Hackney is its kind of own separate village, and it's a famous town for raising workhorses.
Oh, true.
Yes.
And so not fancy horses, the ones that are getting the job done.
Very specifically not fancy horses is important.
Okay.
And so Hackney becomes this like popular term throughout all of Merry England. hey, it was the 14th century. It's Merry England.
England. Hang on, how would it be used? How would you use the term Hackney in that context?
So various things get called like Hackney. Just if you're doing a work job, you're like a hackney horse,
mm-hmm.
is how you're described. And so you end up with a split into things being hackneyed if it's like work done by a hackney horse, or someone might be a hack. So a hack writer, they're like a hackney horse writer. They're a kind of a workaday. They just do the thing that they're meant to do.
So that's not exactly what the word means now, though, when we use it. When you call someone a hack, you're kind of like calling them a bit of a...
It's shifted a little bit. But I think it still maintains that, like... Because when you're calling someone like a hack stand-up comedian or something, you're not saying that they're, like, terrible.
Mm.
You're just saying that they're kind of doing the bare minimum to get their job done.
Okay.
And they're being trite. They're doing the same thing.
Mm.
They're a hackney horse.
So it does still have that true meaning.
Yeah. So when you next time you see a stand-up comedian and they're like, oh, every time I see that shop, I was crying. Oh, and then I got off the bus. Hey! Then you're like, oh, hackney horse.
But, I think I almost followed that.
Sorry. I didn't have my coffee yet, so I didn't improv and then I got off the bus joke because I realized it was about to be very rude.
It's not quite 10 o'clock yet, no. Okay, so hack and hackneyed comes from Hackney, the place in London.
Yes, and that is also where we get, so the black cabs in London are called hackney cabs.
And
it's not because those there's like a taxi company in Hackney or whatever. It's because the original cabs in London were Hackney horses.
Ah, of course. Yes. That makes sense.
And
yeah.
So when they became cars, they were still called Hackney cabs.
Right.
Yeah, and that has gotten all the way to New York, where some people call taxis hacks. And people who drive taxis are hackies. You may have heard the term hack stand, which is where you call a taxi.
I remember reading that in a book as a teenager and having absolutely no idea and thinking it was some sort of like haberdashery where you went to go and get like a hat or something. But no, I was wrong. Very wrong.
Well, if you knew more about specialized animal rearing communities in 14th century England, maybe you would have...
Bobo the clown over here.
You would have got it.
Bobo the clown.
Yeah, so hackneyed does come from Hackney, and it's to do with workhorses.
Is there a special place for the posh horses? Was there like a famously posh horse bit? There probably is.
I do not know. I think there probably was. I don't know that much about horses, to be honest. The other interesting horse-related phrase that I came across is Bob.
Bob.
Yeah.
Not the man's name.
Like the haircut.
Oh, like the haircut.
So they used to bob horses' tails. And it means like, it's from like an extremely old word, bobbin, which is like a gathering of leaves. We don't really have to talk about that very much anymore. The words become a bit unpopular. But so when you hacked the horse's tail very short, it looked like a little
collection of leaves.
Yeah, like a bobbin.
A bobbin
and
of
so
leaves.
So it would be like a bobbed tail. And then it got came across as like anything which has like is like bluntly hacked. Sadly, it's actually pretty cooked to cut a horse's tail like that because they use them to hit off flies and stuff. So it didn't last very long as a horse fashion because the bloody animal rights people are always here trying to make sure animals aren't in excruciating pain. Those terrible animal rights activists.
Just the worst.
Oh, why do you care about a horse? What are you, some kind of hack?
Oh, someone's texted in to say, in horse racing, a hack handicap is for horses who try hard but won't be a superstar. Thank you, Sunline, for texting that one in.
Oh, that's relatable.
So, just to go back to the bob thing quickly. So, of course, the blunt tail and then the blunt haircut in the 30s, they were like, the bob. There we go.
Well, so it was kind of a word for anything that was cut bluntly. But these days, we don't have a lot of dangling threads of anything. So it's mainly just for hair.
Dangling threads are such a thing of the past.
People used to have a different lifestyle and, you know, they had different words. A lot of horse words. A lot of thread-based words. And these days, we're just all talking about our hairstyles and bloody animal rights.
Well, thank you very much for that, Amelia Discreet. Someone's texted in to say, after listening to all this talk about horses, to be honest, I'm quite knackered.
Wait, I have one more horse
fact.
One
more fact. Go.
Hold your horses, which was the first one that I said, dates back to the Iliad.
Whoa!
Yeah, horse sayings are old. People love horses.
People do love horses.
Although some translators have it as contain your horses.
Yeah. It's less fun.
Less fun.
Thank you, Amelia.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.